Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates July 1st, 1954, and the title is Nelson Gang. I do want to remind everybody, if you don't subscribe to the Lone Ranger episode, do go listen to it. Big important announcement there. It's from Monday, which is yesterday's episode. Check it out. Let's get into today's episode, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Nelson Gang. In the list of southwestern outlaws during the 1870s, the name of Kirk Nelson stands out, black in infamy. For Nelson, bank robber and killer, had not one generous drop of blood in his body. He was merciless. As our story opens, we find Kirk Nelson and his lieutenant, Matty Songo, riding into the town of Foothill. The time, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
The rest of the boys in on this job, Kirk?
Yeah, they're riding in from the other end of town. They'll keep outside watch.
And the bank will be closed by the time we get there.
That's what I want, Matty. Jackson will be picking up the day's business. But he'll let us in. I've been to that bank a couple of times before, just after closing time. Just to get Jackson in the habit of opening up for me.
You think every angle, Kurt.
Yeah, you have to in this business. Another reason for hitting a bank at this time is because the sheriff takes a nap every day at this time.
That sheriff couldn't stop us anyway, even if he was awake.
Yeah, I know he's pretty stupid, but you can't ever tell. Well, there's the boys. Just coming into the other end of the street.
Here's the bank. We gun Jackson down, Kurt?
Sure. After he gets the safe open. That's why I'm going to give him a couple of big bills. So you have to open the safe.
Who is it?
It's me, Kurt Nelson. Can you let me in, Jackson?
All right. Come on in, but I sure wish you'd get here before closing time, Kurt.
This will be the last time I'll inconvenience you, Jackson. Will you change these two bills for me?
Yep. Let me have them.
All right, throw your gun. Let me get that safe open.
Right, Kurt. Hey, he ain't stopping at the safe. He's walking right past it.
Wait a minute, Jackson. Where are you going? He's breaking for the back door, Matty. Let him have it. Oh, that blasted mirror in the back of the room. He saw a straw.
I'll go after him, Kurt.
No, never mind now. Get the money out the till. Here, sweep him out. Here, into this sack.
Hey, Sheriff! Sheriff!
What's the matter with that gang? Why don't they gun him down?
Probably rode up to the other end of the street.
Yeah, that's all the money in sight, Kurt.
Somebody will sweat for this. Don't think they won't. Come on, let's get out of here fast.
I'm
Pancho not remember this country, Cisco?
Well, there's good reason why you should not remember it, Pancho. We've never been here before.
Never ever been to the town of Foothill before?
No.
Then we not know nobody here, Cisco.
Except for Sheriff Walt Haney, we do not.
You say any sheriff in this county, Cisco?
So I've been told, amigo.
The county must be hard up for the sheriff, Cisco. That same Haney not know enough to go out in the rain.
Now, the expression is, he does not know enough to come in out of the rain, Pancho.
Oh, well, out in the rain, in and out of the rain. He not know enough.
Well, he's a loud, fast talker. That is why he got elected, I imagine.
Uh-huh.
Still, let us give him credit, Pancho. He is honest.
Yeah, honest but dumb, Pancho, see? Who is riding, Cisco?
I do not know, but they are riding at full gallop.
Get out of the way, you maverick!
Look out, Cisco! He threw out the gun!
Why, that coyote!
Will we go after those hombres, Cisco?
No, that would be a waste of time, Pancho. It may be that that hombre in the lead was only shooting over our heads to try to frighten us.
And the bullet comes too close over Pancho's head.
You'll remember what he looks like in case we meet up with him again.
Stand the moor, Iris, come.
Hey, hold up, ho!
Hold up, ho, hold up, ho, ho!
This time we'll be ready in case any more shooting.
Huh?
Whoa. Well, the Sheriff Haney and a posse.
If you're ready for them, boys, they're desperate men. Make a circle around them and we'll have it. Well, by thunder, if it ain't the Cisco kids.
See, si, Senor Sheriff.
It look like rain, Senor Sheriff. You go in and out of it, no?
Rain? What are you talking about?
Rain?
It ain't gonna rain. There ain't no sign of rain. I never heard such a foolish remark. Look at that sky. Ain't a cloud in it. Rain.
If you can get off the subject of rain for a moment, Senor Sheriff, why are these hombres surrounding us?
Why? Because you're bandits, that's why. The both of you. You're bandits, and I'm arresting you.
Bandits of what?
You hombres belong to that Nelson gang. No doubt about that in my mind. Probably Cisco's the ringleader. Come on with us. Get behind them, boys.
Senor Sheriff, Pancho and I never heard of that Nelson gang you just mentioned. We are merely riding through your town.
I don't believe you, Cisco. Doggone if I do. You're here on mischief. You're the ringleader of that gang.
Oh, a gang just rode past us, Senor Sheriff. They're the tracks of their horses.
Don't know who they are, and I don't care. I make past arrest, Cisco, and right now I'm arresting you. Don't give me no trouble.
Very well, Senor Sheriff. Pancho and I go with you and see what this leads to.
Jackson will identify you.
And who is this Jackson?
Jackson's the banker, Cisco, and he's the fellow that... Aye, you know doggone well who he is. You just robbed his bank. Come on now. Get up, Leslie.
You know what, Cisco? Pancho not even think the sheriff know what rain is.
It's a good thing for you I insisted on putting that mirror up in the bank, Dad.
Yeah, you're right, June. It's a mighty good thing for me. I happened to look in that mirror in time to see those hombres draw their guns.
Oh, if you hadn't, I hate to think of it.
Anyway, I don't think they got much money. They couldn't have. They weren't in the bank long enough. I'll go back over there a little later on and see.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't, Dad.
Oh, there's no danger now, June.
Oh, I'm not so sure. Now, who's this coming?
It's the sheriff and his posse. Well, by George, you got a couple of strangers with him.
Hold on, how's that for quick work, Jackson? Got two of the bandits right here. The best doggone sheriff west of the Big River, that's me. Come down off of that porch there, Jackson. Identify these two. And I'm going to take them to jail.
These aren't the two men who were in the bank, Sheriff.
What's the... They ain't.
Dad, that's the Cisco kid. Aren't you?
Si, senorita.
Pancho, it's Cisco, senorita.
Why, of course. I saw Cisco in Denver, Dad. He went there to help out our friend from Morton's. And those blackmailers were after Mr. Morton.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, far as I'm concerned, Sheriff, you've got the wrong men here.
Yeah, but now, this here Cisco's a bad hombre, Jackson.
Not in this case. He wasn't in the bank. Neither was Pancho. And neither of them was with the outside riders.
Oh, shucks.
I would like to hear the story of this bank robbery, Senor Jackson, from you.
Come in, Cisco, and I'll be glad to tell you about it.
But doggone it, here I go and I... Oh, what's the sense of making any arrests? Come on, boy.
Hey, Sheriff, It's going to rain, no?
Oh, who cares?
You got it all counted, Kurt?
Yeah.
How much money did we get?
$231. A fine hold-up that was.
Yeah, they're probably laughing at us right now.
They'll be laughing out of the other side of their mouths before I get through with them. We're riding back to town tonight, Matty.
Back to the bank?
Yeah. But before that, we're going to talk to Jackson.
And what about?
We're going to make him give us a combination of that safe. After he does,
then what?
We get him down, Matty. And we go back to the bank and make our cleanup.
Yeah, I guess that's all right.
Yeah, guess? What do you mean, you guess? Oh, it's got to be all right.
Yeah, sure, Kurt. You're the boss. I was just thinking, if that there Cisco kid's in
what
town...
What about him?
He's quite an hombre for law and order, they tell me. Now, what if he mixes into this?
And he's a dead man.
Maybe it didn't help matters none for you to take that pot shot at him on the way out. I recognized him soon as I looked at him.
If Cisco gets in my way next time, I'll drill him right from between the eyes. Now shut up that kind of talk, Matty, and get the boys together. Come dark, we're riding.
Well, that is quite a story, Senor Jackson. You had a narrow escape.
I wouldn't want another experience like it, Cisco.
Of course you would not.
It's no fun when bullets go ding!
I wish Dad wouldn't go back over to that bank tonight, Cisco. Can't you talk him out of it?
But I gotta check up June.
Well, I'll be glad to go along with your father if he wishes me to, senorita.
Oh, would you?
Si.
I just got a feeling that those outlaws are coming back to town tonight. What I hear of is Kurt Nelson. He doesn't give up easily.
He give up if Cisco get hold of him.
Pancho, get him.
You think a lot of Cisco, don't you, Pancho?
Pancho think a lot of Cisco?
Don't you?
Oh, no, senorita. Pancho not think nothing of Cisco. Pancho not cut off his arm no more than up to here for Cisco.
Why don't you come to the bank with me, Cisco? Then we'll come back here and maybe June will give us something to eat.
A very special meal tonight. A very special guest.
Food? Pancho say here, Cisco. Help the senorita with the very special food, huh?
Perhaps the senorita does not want help, Pancho.
Of course I do.
See?
I'll be glad to have someone here with you, too. You know, in case the hombres do come back. Well, let's get going, Cisco.
Si, senor.
It shouldn't be more than half an hour, June.
All right, Dad.
You know, there is one thing I want to ask you, senor. How did you happen to elect Haney as your sheriff?
Oh, I don't know, Cisco. That was sure a mistake. He means well enough, but he's a rattle brain. Loses his head in an emergency. That looks like him down the street now, just coming out of his office.
Huh? Who is this riding this way? The mother of me is Senor Jackson. Those hombres who shot at me.
Yeah. There he is, boys! Ride him down!
Run for the house, senor.
Okay.
I'll try to hold him off.
Here, what's going on here? By thunder!
Sheriff, I will need your help!
Grab Jackson, boys! Grab him! What you up to now, Cisco? I'm gonna rope you, that's what I'll do.
We got Jackson, Kurt!
Here, what are you doing, Sheriff? Don't throw this rope around my arms. Are you crazy? Those hombres are riding away with Senor Jackson. Let go of that rope!
Let go nothing. I know blame well you're guilty, Cisco, and this time you're going to jail.
So a muddle-headed sheriff prevents Cisco from helping Banker Jackson. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.